Out of Elyria, and we have got Linda Brown with us to talk about the Apple Festival. Linda, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Getting ready for this weekend. That's where I'm at right now, and we start tomorrow morning bringing vendors in.
So this is the 37th annual Elyria Apple Festival. You were telling me before we went on the air, you're one of the originals, right?
That's correct. I started 37 years ago, and I'm still working hard at it, but we have great committees that all pull together to make it happen.
I want to talk about the history of this, you know, how it all came together 37 years ago, and then to add to that, kind of how it's evolved over the past of the, you know, the course of the past four decades.
Well, we wanted to be able to draw people to our great city of Elyria, and in order to do that, we tried to have a family-type atmosphere in the festival that we have. That started, it's continued to grow, and changes over the years, yes, they have happened. This year is probably our biggest change, as we will no longer be around the county courthouse, although we will be around the square in the city. Then we will go down 2nd Street, starting at Middle Avenue to West, and we'll have the whole City Hall parking lot. So it'll be a little change, the first one in 37 years, and we've made that adjustment. We needed power brought in because we had no power, and we have 7 power stations now that we'll be able to have this as a permanent site. There was a lot of question at the beginning, will you have another one because of the changing of the location? And it's going to be bigger and better than ever this year. We're really happy with everything that's taken place. And tomorrow it starts. So we're ready.
Nice. Linda, this is obviously a festival that has a little bit of everything. You've got the pageants, you've got the food, you've got the events coming up. Just talk a little bit about the evolution over time, everything that's occurred in the Apple Festival to where we are today.
This year, I think what we're trying to do, and the things you mentioned, yes, the Princess Pageant has been here for 37 years, mm-hmm. but what we tried to do is to bring more youth activities down here. And when we have the basketball challenge this year, and that will be run by Sam Vickers Jr., and he was a pro basketball player from Elyria High School. Then we went to the Elyria YWCA, and that team is going to have an activity for the youth again. We felt we needed to, over the years, make changes and make sure the kids were a big part of our festival. Mm-hmm. Today, art contest, which Elyria City Schools gave me close to 900 pictures to judge, and we have judged those, the 6 judges, not myself, but the 6 judges have judged them, and on Sunday, they will all come down to receive their awards, which is really quite an event. Mm. We again try to have the Elyria ROTC, the Madrigals, the more youth we can bring in, and the more, because they are our future, mm-hmm. and we know that, and therefore, we want to make sure that they're a part of our growing city. So, yes, it's changed. The car show has been here for a long time. And that'll be right out here on Broad Street, right in front of the foundry. And some of our cars will be parked right outside this window that you're looking. We'll draw about 200 cars. So I not only are entertaining the young kids and the little boys, but that event is for the big boys. And they really do bring in some very unique cars. And that's quite an experience. So we really try to make sure that we have entertainment for all. We have 3 different locations that we have music. One is at the main stage right in the downtown park. One is in the gazebo. And now with our new location in City Hall parking lot, we'll also have a stage area. So we'll have music going on the entire time at least one or 2 of the stations so that they do not conflict with each other's music. As far as the food goes, we seem to have all of our standards. Some of our people have been coming 37 years. It is wonderful to have them back. Everybody looks forward to that. But then we always have new ones. Mm-hmm. So we have everything from the cabbage rolls to the ribs to the ice cream to anything. Our only apple grower in Lorain County that participates with us is Grobes Apple Farms. And they're a very, very big sponsor of the entire thing. We depend on them for everything Apple that we can do.
Good.
So that's kind of an evolution of how we started, but we're still maintaining trying to get the youth involved.
We're talking about the Elyria Apple Festival with Linda Brown here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Again, we're coming at you today from the Foundry Kitchen and Bar on our Spotlight on Elyria. I had to ask you about this. As you've learned here over the course of the past 15 minutes or so, food's a big part of what we talk about here on
yes,
this show.
Yes, I'm sure.
So I had to ask you about the apple pie contest.
Oh, I'm glad you did. That's always a favorite, and that's been around for 37 years. This year it's going to be at our new McDonald's down the street here from the Foundry. And we have our judges that sample all these apple pies, and they do pick a winner for second and third place. And we get every year, we never know exactly how many are going to show up, but they'll go anywhere from 15 to 25 pies, and they'll come up with their top three winners. It's kind of an exciting thing, especially if you like apple pie.
Sure. Who doesn't like apple pie, right?
Right?
It's American.
True.
You have to
you
like apple pie. You've
got to have apple pie. That's right. And it's a fun event for the adults. And we sometimes have young high school students that are in a culinary arts program. Lorain County JVS has culinary arts, and sometime we'll get someone from them also. And we also have the college with culinary arts. So we try to draw in as much as we can and get as many as we can to participate in that.
Sure.
Do you get to participate in that?
No, I wish I could, but they don't ask me to judge. They just say, go work.
Well, you should get to judge. I mean, you're one of the originals. 37 years going strong. You should get to judge this.
I should. Well, I'm sure the judges that do that are just wonderful. They do a great job.
Just curious, do you know what they judge on? Obviously, taste is very important.
Taste, the crust, the overall appearance, a variety of things. And, of course, then they all have to take their sample, and then they have to clear their palates so that they're ready for the next pie. So I'm sure by the end of 20 pies, I'm sure that they'll have done their thing for the pie baking.
Tough job, right? Someone's
got
to
really
do it.
Tough.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, in all the years you've been doing this, do you remember one or two pies that kind of stand out in your mind, of the ones that you've seen? I mean, I know you haven't had a chance to taste them.
I haven't tasted them, but I have gone at the beginning when they're all setting out there, and to me, they all look delicious. Yeah. I could have. I had a hard time picking. So maybe you guys as apple pie judges, we could do that.
If you ever need someone, feel free.
Okay.
Give me a call.
Yeah, twist his arm.
Twist his arm.
If I got to taste ice cream, too, I guess I can do that.
There's an interesting ice cream that's been here for 37 years, fried ice cream. And I'm not exactly sure of the whole process, but it is from the Elyria Rotary, and they do extremely well. Their portions are huge. I know I see them going by. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. But that is a real popular item as far as food. There's just such a variety that it's hard to try it all.
Yeah, that's one of those things. As you're walking around the fair, people always point you that way. I got the opportunity to talk with them last year and got to sample a little bit of that. It's good stuff.
We have a cornhole tournament also down in our new Pioneer Park, which is right down on 2nd Street. And we do that on Saturday afternoon. Usually we can have high school boys, girls, but they're usually more adult kind of game players. Nice. And they do win the first place winners, there's two of them. They get $200.
Wow.
And we've been doing that. That's a relatively new event we've had here for about the last 4 years. So we hope to fully that will grow as time goes on.
Apple pie, ice cream. What other kinds of food is going to be involved with this whole Apple Festival?
Well, there's always the hamburgers. There's always that type of thing. And the French fries and the kernel corn and the gyros. I'm trying to go down the aisle of food vendors. Homemade apple pies, cherry pies, all the pies that comes from it. Again, paprikash, cabbage and noodles, potato pancakes. There's so many that it's hard to remember all of the food. I do try them. I do go and sample a lot of them over the years I have. But do I have favorites? No, I like them all.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you know, you don't have to play favors. But, I mean, look, you've earned that, right? Like I said, 37 years, you're an original. You're allowed to.
Okay. I like that idea real well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to play that card every once in a while, you know?
That's true.
Talk about the planning process, because there are a lot of working pieces and parts. You mentioned earlier that actually part of the Apple Festival is being set up as we speak. You guys get going tomorrow. How much goes into this whole planning process?
Well, we start in March.
Okay.
And our events, we start practicing, planning, and our biggest thing this year was getting the electric and everything changed from what it had been to what it is now. That was a very big thing. But we also have to have fundraisers, and we have backers. They're called the Century Club. And for 37 years, they have continually donated. Usually it's $100 a couple. and that is where we get our startup money for each year. The festival is quite expensive to put on, and it changes yearly, but again, every costs go up and means we have to come up with more money. So, but we can do that. We have a great population here, and they really want the festival to keep going, and they give us a lot of sponsorship. Businesses, foundry, out-of-town businesses that have that families live here and maybe the business is out of town, they're very heavy donors also. So without them, we couldn't have it. So we do only meet once a month, and everything else is done by phone call, texting, emails, and we're able to keep it to one time a month. And great committee. I have about 30 in the main committee, and then I have subcommittees that work on their own special. So it is, it's a quite a long process, and we're done in October after our books are audited. We're free to go from October till March.
You're almost there.
I'm almost hanging in there. Yeah. Yes, I am.
Well, it should be a fun weekend, and for those who are tuning in out there right now wondering where they can go to get more information on this, where can they go to do that?
We have a website, EliriaAppleFestival.com, and you can go on there and get a lot of information. If you're downtown, there's also postings in the different windows, store windows, and that'll tell you what's going on, what time all the events are that's going on. In both the Morning Chronicle and the Journal, they do have schedules in both of those papers, so we can get our out-of-town people here as well as our hometown. The Chronicle puts out a tabloid featuring a lot of the hometown things mm-hmm. that are going on, and that should be out. I believe that is published tomorrow, so you have plenty of time for the weekend to take a look at what's going on and what you might want to be up here for.
Very cool stuff. Well, Linda, thank you so much for giving us some of your time. This is a lot of fun. And boy, I tell you what, if you're thinking about putting your pie into that apple pie contest, you could actually bring it to 538 Broad Street and put it on the fourth floor. But
I know right where that is.
Yeah, we can give it a taste test before you do.
Well, thank you for having me, and I hope maybe you'll join us.
We certainly hope to. It's going to be a lot of fun. It begins tomorrow, goes through Sunday, correct?
That's correct. Sunday at 6, it's over.
All righty. Good stuff, Linda. Thank you again. All right.